Thank you so much. Well, before I started playing banjo for a living, I used to be an investment banker. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of that kind of thing. I was kind of ahead of the curve, I think. I worked for Smith Barney in their public finance division in San Francisco, structuring tax-exempt bond issues. And folks, that's about as exciting as you might imagine. And I would go into my office every day with my copy of Bluegrass Unlimited magazine hidden in my briefcase. And I would take it out and tuck it carefully inside the bond buyer. So it looked like I was reading about bond refunding and bond refundings and interest rates and all that kind of fascinating stuff. But really, I was reading about bluegrass music and everything that was described in the pages of Bluegrass Unlimited magazine, which as a girl growing up in Southern California was really my education about bluegrass and Southern Appalachian culture. And it completely held me captive. And so I got up the nerve one day to quit my day job, and of course, Mom and Dad were really happy about that news. But I had the opportunity to join Alison Krauss in Union Station and travel around the country in the early days of that band. And that was a big thrill, getting to drive down the road and see a sign that said Pike County and know that's where the tune Pike County Breakdown came from, and different things like that. For me, it was kind of a musical pilgrimage. So we played all over the Southern Appalachian states and places a lot further where people figured that Allison and I must be sisters because we had the same name. Y'all are quick here, Bock Tower. Well, Doc Watson was one of my earliest musical inspirations, and after visiting his hometown up there in the Black Mountains, it's basically just a wide spot in the road called Deep Gap, North Carolina. I decided to write a tune in the Doc Watson style to the best of my ability, and we'll render it for you now. We'll send this one up to Doc wherever he is this evening. We hope you enjoy it. It's called Deep Gap.